Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Today is a special edition of Atlanta Business Radio, where we're continuing our series on CrossFit, featuring local affiliate owners and talking about the business of CrossFit and how that has changed their lives. So I'm Ryan McPherson, your host today, and I'm thrilled to be broadcasting, as always, from the Regis Executive Suites here in sensational Sandy Springs. Just a quick reminder to make sure you are connected with us on social media. Twitter at Business Radio X. Today we're using the hashtag Atlanta Business Radio, and you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Ryan Redhawk. Leave your thoughts and comments there and interact as well as see photos of our in-studio guests. And now it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the Business Radio X flagship studio two exciting guests here today that we're going to talk about CrossFit. First, let's introduce back to the studio Dr. Kaylin Wells. How are you doing, Dr. Wells?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back. Thank you.
It is. And this time around, we're talking about CrossFit and your affiliation with CrossFit Johns Creek. Is that right?
It is. It's a great box to go to. I'm so glad to be a part of it, and I can't wait to talk more about it today.
All right. And we are introducing now the owner, or co-owner, of CrossFit Johns Creek and CrossFit Chattahoochee, Laura Sturm. How are you doing, Laura?
I'm great. Thanks to have me here today.
You're welcome so much. So, CrossFit Johns Creek, how long have you been in existence over there?
We are coming up on 5 years, February 7th, I believe.
So, five years ago. Next month will be the opening of CrossFit Johns Creek. Let's take our listeners back to that time where you are a participating athlete, and then, you know, what made you decide to open up your own box?
Well, I was into personal training at the time, and I started doing CrossFit, and I was back in the day, I was a bodybuilder, actually. And I kind of got into the fact where I wasn't really progressing, doing bodybuilding stuff, figure you judge on how you look. And, you know, it just really wasn't for me. And then I found CrossFit and I was like, oh, epiphany, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, I have to do this.
Yeah.
So I got my level one and then I started coaching it. And I was in the Globo Gym trying to coach CrossFit. And that just doesn't work. People look at you weird. They get in your way. We just couldn't set up a circuit. And it just really, it wasn't working. So I'm like, all right, we need to open up an affiliate. And right around then, I met my current husband, the rock of love of my life. And he actually said, I want to open up a CrossFit gym. And we're like, I was like, whoa, cool. Well, that kind of jives with what I want to do. Let's do this. And we kind of started in our garage with just a couple people. And then we kind of got a little bit bigger, And we're like, you know, let's actually look for real estate and open this. And, you know, we kind of built it and people started showing up. And we were, back in the day, there was like four of us in North Atlanta. There was not much around. So there really wasn't much competition. People kept coming in and CrossFit was kind of a hot thing. It's changed a lot over 5 years. Everything we've done has changed a lot over 5 years.
Now, that beginning moment of opening up your box, was that difficult for you working with CrossFit HQ? Did they make it that easy for you? How did that process go?
It was actually really easy. It was just, you know, we had to fill out the essay. We had to figure out, you know, the insurance costs and kind of just figuring out like whatever your budget is. Well, that wasn't really that accurate.
Yeah.
So there was just a lot more expenses than we thought originally. There was just, you know, signage and the insurance was a lot more than we thought. And just so many little city fees and taxes and had to get the EIN. And there was just a lot of little details that went into it. And it made it fairly expensive. But, you know, back in the day, we were able to open up with, you know, just limited equipment and then kind of grow as we went. So, you know, we started out with like 8 barbells and, you know, a few bumper plates and like original equipment. And then over the years, things are a lot different now. Like when you open up a box, it's decked out.
Yes.
It is.
Right. Got all the top equipment, the top stuff in there. I know one of the fundamentals from CrossFit HQ is start small and then get kicked out of your space. Did that happen to y'all?
Yeah, we actually got kicked out of our space, like literally. We had a landlord. We opened up in a multi-tenant building. And we had a landlord that let us expand into the next bay, knocked down the wall, did this construction project. And then they're like knocking, hey, you can't be doing that anymore. You know that noise you're making?
Yeah.
You need to stop that right now.
They were complaining.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they would call us in the middle of working out. And we're like, okay, we understand that the dentist next to us is complaining. He was a pediatric dentist, and, you know, he's probably treating children who are being traumatized as we're dropping weights next to their, it probably felt like their head. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm like, I'm sorry, but you can't tell me to not do what I'm doing, as like, you can't tell that dentist not to use his drill. I mean, it's the same thing.
That's right.
So we had to like literally negotiate our way out of that lease and move to a new building. And that meant getting a freestanding building. And really, that was our biggest priority, is like, I will never, ever, ever, ever be in a strip mall again.
Okay.
Because we had to go through this noise abatement procedure, this whole thing. It was a long, drawn out process. We cut a slab. We made a slab cut. It cost thousands of dollars. The landlord picked up most of it, but oh, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
That was just, so the location being a freestanding building, I can't stress that enough to new owners.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't even think that you're going to be quiet, because you're not.
Yeah, that's
not going to be.
That's great advice coming from an affiliate owner who has successfully now opened two affiliates. When did CrossFit Chattahoochee get in, come into play?
CrossFit Chattahoochee's been around for about a year and a half now, a little bit more than that. And that was one of our things too. We basically looked at the affiliate map and said, okay, where is there a hole in this area? And we were like, okay, there's the hole. There's no affiliate right around here. Let's build one right here. And we actually went looking, and like the first day we found this broken down automotive store that really, it was a diamond in the rough. I walked in and I'm like, oh,
right.
And really,
it's an industrial space.
It was
large.
Industrial.
That's exactly what the, you know, that you need.
Yeah. And it had like the drop ceilings, and it had like water damage, and it looked really ratty to anyone else. But I just saw like, oh, such potential.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, we built it out. And that one, you know, we built out, you know, from everything looking really good from the beginning. We have like, you know, really beautiful walls, and we have all these barbells and really nice plates. And I saw a powerlifting room that was there in the rough when we walked in. And I'm like, ooh, this is going to be my power room.
Nice.
So,
well, let's go ahead and mention that now that you brought it up. You're also a coach for a powerlifting team. Share with our listeners about that, please.
Yeah, I work with my coach, Josh Rohr, out of Team Rohr. And he is awesome, and we've just kind of grown. Well, he's grown Team Rohr, and I've been privileged enough to also start with him. I'm now his coach, which is pretty fun. And all those evil things he puts in my programming, I get to throw back to him. I do take suggestions. Not really. But I get to coach athletes now. So all of my athletes that are powerlifters as well, I've brought them up through Johns Creek. And some that are out from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anyone who's new, who hasn't done powerlifting before, I get to do their programming and coach them. And, you know, it's a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. And so you're coaching and successfully running two boxes, competing as well in your own personal powerlifting championships. I've won quite a number of awards along those lines. What personally do you like specifically about powerlifting?
Well, it's fun to lift heavy weights. It's just, it's such a high to get up there. And, you know, you'd think it wouldn't be such a mental sport, but it's such a mental sport. You have to really get in the sport with the right mindset. Like, you get onto the bar and you have 9 chances of getting there. And there's a lot of strategy that actually goes into it. You'd think that, hey, I'm going to go up to the bar and I'm going to hit my PR, my first lift. That's a really bad idea. So there's a lot of strategy to it. So your first lift is something you probably could hit like, you know, 3 times if you're sick, just to get in. Because if you go in too heavy, oh man, you're going to be screwed.
Mm-hmm.
And then your second one's around a PR. And then your third one, man, it's go time.
Yeah.
But you got to get to that third one. So the best lifters make all 9 attempts, or, you know, as many attempts out of those 9 as you can. A lot of people go into the sport thinking, I'm going to try my PR every single time, and it's just a bad idea.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, mentally, physically, training along the way, the atmosphere of the competition itself probably energizes you to want to lift more.
Yeah, it's, boy, you get high just in there, and you just get all ramped up. The nerves that hit you before you hit your first squat is awful, but by the time you get to that last deadlift, man, I'm about to rip a car off somebody.
Nice.
It's just a lot of fun. It's been a great experience.
Sounds good to me. For those listeners who may have just joined us, we're talking with Lara Sturm. She's owner and head coach at CrossFit Johns Creek. Some people call her Skittles. Where'd you get that nickname?
My hair color. So I have multiple hair colors.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. So you can call her Skittles too if you see her.
It's part of being a business owner. You get to look however you want.
Yeah.
You know, I can do that.
Good.
I couldn't do that if I was in the corporate world.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And the CrossFit has very little rules and regulations on, you know, who can be an affiliate owner and, you know, what they can look like. All you just have to have is a little bit of money. I think it's $3,000 a year to be a licensed affiliate, a website. And a place. And it doesn't have to be a commercial space. It can be your garage. It can be some of these other places. And that's really all you need. And then a passion to want to serve others. I think that's got to be at the core of a good affiliate owner, wanting to really help and serve the community.
Very much. You know, there's three things that stuck with me. And I heard this at a level one seminar. And he said, you know, to have a successful affiliate, you have to be knowledgeable, you have to be caring, and you have to make it fun. Because what we do is so hard that if you don't make it fun, people won't come back. Mm-hmm. I mean, and really, this is people's 1 hour away from their desk, their stress of life, their kids, their cats, where they can get away. And, you know, if you can't teach them something, let them walk away knowing something and be engaged with them, and then they leave with a smile and laughing, then, you know, you're missing a good opportunity right there. I mean, just the interaction with people is really what being a gym owner and a coach is all about.
Yeah, very well said. And so let's bring Dr. Wells back in the conversation. You began to go to CrossFit Johns Creek when?
I did within this past year.
Okay.
I moved here in March and I was just kind of getting used to the area. And I'm so glad that I found Johns Creek.
It's been fun for you?
Absolutely. You know, she had mentioned, you know, getting away from your cat for, you know, the best hour of your day. They make it fun. They do different events. So glamour shots and paleo, bring your favorite paleo dish. So they have different events that they do all the time, different seminars that they put on so that you can learn and train at a higher skill level on the things that you're weak at.
Mm-hmm. Does Laura incorporate powerlifting to a lot of the WODs?
Yes. And actually, you know, powerlifting. I'm a barbell girl. I love lifting weights, and I enjoy using the Lara bar.
Oh.
I don't know if you know much about that, but there's a Lara bar out there.
I've had the protein bar called the Lara bar, but I don't think I've had the actual barbell called that.
Yeah, so I enjoy. It's great equipment that they have, and just the skill level that they teach is great. I PR'd my squat this year already of training there, so I'm super excited about
the
potential ahead.
Right. You know what it means when you set a PR now, don't you? You got a new PR. That's right. It doesn't just stop there.
That's right.
So you're on the track to set a new PR here soon over there at CrossFit Johns Creek. I'm sure of it. So let's try to break it down for some of our new listeners out there. I've heard a lot about CrossFit. I've been thinking about it, but I'm a little bit nervous about walking into a strange place with strange people like CrossFit Johns Creek. What does that look like for a new member at your place? And what are some of the things you do particularly to make them feel comfortable?
Right. Well, what we do is we set up a one-on-one intro class. So we don't have people go into a big class to start with, just because it's generally kind of intimidating when people walk in and they see, you know, a bunch of people that look fairly in shape, throwing around barbells and looking like they know what they're doing. Because most people walk in and they're like, oh, I don't know what this is.
Right.
So we usually, you know, take them in the side room and we kind of do an intro class and we talk about what CrossFit is and what it's not and what they can expect. And we kind of talk to them about what their personal goals are, because not everybody, you know, we have this idea that people want to come in and just, you know, lift a ton of weight and look really buff and run 26 miles and be able to, you know, PR their deadlift and all this stuff. But not everyone actually wants to do that. Some people just, especially in Johns Creek, we get the people that are, you know, they have two kids. They just want to not be fat and look good naked.
Right. Yeah, basically. That's good enough for me.
And then when we have some people that are like, no, I actually, you know, want to do more than that. So we have a full range of people. So we talk to them about what it is and what it's not. And then we kind of go over the board and we tell them how a class is laid out. And sometimes a class is going on at that time, so they're kind of looking at it. And then, you know, some people will come up to them and introduce themselves and say it's okay if one has their first day. And, you know, don't be freaked out. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do a very short WOD with them. It's 7 minutes. We do 7 squats, 7 push-ups, 7 kettlebell swings. And, you know, we just AMRAP that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to do as many rounds of that as you can. And sometimes we have to scale things back as we're going. And sometimes we scale things up as we're going. We kind of can look at them and kind of adjust as we go. But we found that that's kind of a better way to go, because some WODs, when you first do them, if you're not used to that intensity, with a lot of up-down movements like burpees or even rowing and pull-ups, it can make people pukey.
Yeah.
And that's not your best first experience.
No, you do not want to hit them over the head and make them drink from the fire hose on their first day just to quench their thirst for CrossFit. So
we want to give them like effective minimum dose for that first day. And we tell them, you know, this is just a feel. This is a taste. This is a sample. And usually they get pretty smoked.
Yeah.
A lot of people come in and they're like, seven minutes. How bad can 7 minutes
I can do anything for 7 minutes.
Oh, 7 minutes can be horrible. And really, the second wad that's usually a little bit longer is usually easier because, you know, just those short ones are actually worse, really. You know, and then we kind of let them feel it. We make sure they've got water. And, you know, we try to joke with them and get it kind of lighthearted so that then when they leave, they've learned how to squat, because that's actually really important to me as someone who squats big. Just your air squat has to look good. We have a lot of people come in and they're like, oh, my knees are bad, or my hips always hurt when I squat. And then I look at their squat and I'm like, well, I can see why that hurt before, because that's hurting me to watch. So, you know, we fix a couple things. I have women come in all the time, I can't do push-ups. And I'm like, well, actually, has anyone ever taught you to do a push-up?
Mm-hmm.
Or worse, actually, when guys come in, they're like, oh, I could do push-ups all day. And then they show me and I'm like, don't ever do that again. Because I don't know what
their arms are out really wide and they're doing the worm or something.
Internally rotated shoulders. Right. And So we teach, you know, just simple movements, squat, push-up, and kettlebell swing.
So getting them introduced, kind of low dose right off the gate, making it fun and exciting for them, being welcoming, I think, is a huge part of that too.
Yeah, and having members introduce themselves.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have like this one member that's in all the time, Bonnie, I love her. She's 65 and she does this. And so people come in sometimes, they're like, have so many excuses of why they can't do it. And I'm like, look, there's Bonnie over there. She's 65.
Come on.
Go tell her your excuse.
That's right.
You know, she can do this.
Yeah, this is so true. And part of the thing that resonates with me so deeply about the CrossFit community is that the caring and support for one another. When I got out of the Army in 2010, I didn't know anybody and I didn't have anybody to go to. And then my CrossFit box welcomed me and I haven't looked back since. So I think that's a huge part for me as a community.
Well, it's like that Cheers song, you know, where you want to go where everybody knows your name. And that's a lot of the draw of CrossFit, that you get to know everyone and it gets to be community. It gets to be your other family.
Yeah, very true. So let's talk about membership costs over there for CrossFit Johns Creek. What does that look like for folks?
Well, we do $150 for three times a week, monthly. We do $175 for unlimited. We do have discounts for, you know, first responders and teachers and such. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, spousal discounts and such. And, you know, it's about the going rate for that area.
Right. And it's an investment in yourself and your future. So it's like any gym membership. If you don't use it, it won't be any good. So you've got to use it.
When it costs a little bit more and you're getting quality coaching and you're seeing a difference and you know that you're not paying $10 a month, so you have to show up.
Yeah. Is there a time along the way when a new athlete shows up and you begin to go through that first class with them and then they start to come back that you start to recognize, you know, this guy or girl is going to stick with it?
Yes. And I love that. Because sometimes you just don't know who's really going to stick with it. Or sometimes you're like, oh, this person is so in. You do the intro class. They're so in. They love this. And then you never hear from it again.
Right.
And then there's somebody you're like, I'm not really sure. And then they're the one who comes back day after day after day. And you're like, wow, that's really cool. And they get it. And then that one person that looks so awkward doing the clean. And then all of a sudden you see them like starting to come along and they're like, oh, they're getting that front rack and they're not bending their arms super early and seeing actual weight go up.
Yeah.
It's magic. It's all.
So you don't have to be in shape before you start. You don't even have to know a soul before you start. You can walk right in. They're going to hold your hand and guide you through the whole process, make you feel welcome. As Dr. Wells has said, you started there in March and haven't looked back since.
You know, that's right. And I was new to the area and I just feel so welcomed at that box. We have a Facebook group page and everyone engages in that and we have a good time. So I just feel good going in and leaving.
Yeah. The first rule on Facebook about CrossFit is talk about CrossFit, right? You cannot not tell your friends about it. So that's a great place to go because sometimes it can get overwhelming for your non-CrossFit friends. So having that special group on the social media so you can share your thoughts and such. So that's great. So and then through the years you've been training there. How often do you go?
I do. I try to get in there 3 to 4 times a week. And, I'm always big on rest and recovery. So the workouts are designed. And that's another reason why I chose that box, is because of the programming. And it's really important that you rest and recover mm-hmm. and be able to go in and fulfill that workout with your highest potential.
No, you've mentioned that on the program before, how rest and recovery is such a big component of that. And some athletes don't take the time to do it properly or rest and listen to their body. And that's where a good coach or a good box owner can kind of watch and give some instructions individually to those people who are not doing what they should. So tell us, Laura, what does like a class look like? Is an hour long, but in that hour, you know, break it down for us. What does that hour class look like at CrossFit Johns Creek?
Sure. Well, we have people come in and we kind of get them to the board and we break the ice and tell them what other events are coming up and things that are going on, kind of give them a tone for the day. Hey, here's what we're doing today. We're squatting. And then we have this, you know, wad that's an AMRAP. And, you know, we'll kind of go over things a little bit at the board and try to break the ice and crack some jokes.
Yeah. Because
that's what we do. We're kind of silly. And then we'll do a kind of group warm up. It's usually about 3 to 5 minutes. And even that is, you know, led by an instructor. Tell people, you know, if you don't remember what these movements are, it's okay. We're teachers, not just coaches. We just teach every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go over the warm-up, get through the warm-up. We'll get on to some mobility. We'll suggest some mobility, but people generally get a good grasp of how to, you know, work on their mobility issues just by doing mobility constantly. Because a lot of people, we used to have it at the end of the WOD, and then nobody would ever do it. So,
right.
So we built in time to do mobility before the WOD every day. And then generally we get into a strength movement that we're doing for 15, 20 minutes or so, just because it's our belief that if you don't learn how to do it slowly without a time stressor, you're not going to know how to do it once there's a time stressor. Your brain will go.
Mm-hmm.
We get WOD brain.
Yeah.
And especially there's some movements I don't ever really even like to see in a WOD, in a timed environment. I don't like to see the back squat in timed. Most athletes will let their form go to crap in a way that can hurt them. And I've seen people get hurt. Bench press, I never do for time. I've seen people put Tabata bench press in and I'm like, oh my God, no, please don't
right.
ever do that. So there are some movements I don't really like doing for time. We do front squats, you know, we'll do Olympic lifting for time in a WOD, but there's a lot of movements that we do just to get you stronger because strength just matters. You can just use it in everything you do, whether it is chasing your kids or running a race or heck, it helps you from being injured when you're putting the laundry in, you know?
Right.
So strength really matters. We do it in a slow, controlled way. And then we'll go over the WOD, the Metcon part. And the Metcon is, you know, where your heart rate spikes and where breathing gets fun and you start feeling like you've survived the Titanic with the person that's next to you.
Right. No, I love that quote. Strength just matters. It just does.
Yes, it does. Right? With everything.
Right. So, but it sounds like you've got a kind of a total package for people, beginners. You've got some of your experienced athletes. Everybody has a place there. You can work on it. You know, one of the big things in the beginning when I see when people go for CrossFit is they immediately want to start competing at an elite level when their body or their mind or their mobility may not be able to. So you've got to stay within your own abilities, and a good coach can help you and keep you on the right track as opposed to just saying, hey, I'm going for muscle ups this week.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, and one thing we ended up doing on the board was we took off the RX. Like a lot of boxes have like RX every single day, and then, you know, you're either doing it RX or you're scaled.
Yeah.
And there's like nothing in between. A while back, we took off the RX and we'll do like benchmark WODs that will have RXs on that day. Or, you know, hero WODs or any named WOD or something that we repeat as a benchmark, we'll have an RX on. But most other days, we don't have an RX. And we ask people for their times or their rounds. And they, if they're like, oh, I'm RX, I'm like, that's good. That's for you to track.
Right.
That's not for me to track. You know, but benchmark WODs, we all want to track. Sure. But a lot of people were getting into, oh, I have to RX this. And then it looks, the form goes or their speed, their intensity goes. And the whole point of the workout leaves.
Yes.
So we just took RX off the board. Like, all right, you could track it. We're not. And then one thing we did recently is we kind of put in two different tracks. We have a fitness track and a performance track. So those people that are really into competing and really into, you know, doing CrossFit, like pure CrossFit, then do the performance track. And then the people that are like, you know, hey, I'm a little beat up today. Maybe I can't RX this. Maybe I shouldn't RX this. Then I'm going to do the fitness track. And they're very similar, but sometimes even the fitness one is a lot harder.
Yes.
I mean, when I do CrossFit, I am probably one of the people that should go lighter and more intense because I'm really good at lifting heavy weights, but I'm not very fast.
Hmm.
So right. I would probably be better off doing the fitness track.
Right. And there's different, WADs for you, depending on what box you may go to. So if you find yourself at a place and you're just not getting the things you want out of CrossFit, go out there and drop in and see another affiliate and see what they're doing, or talk to some friends to see what their programming is like. And then, you know, find a place that fits you as well. And then talk to your coach. You know, I would suggest if you talk to them and say, hey, I would like to lift more barbells, or maybe we need more high intensity stuff. They would be happy to program for that. I know some affiliates do not program in a long-term type vision for their members. They just do it, you know, pick something randomly every day off the main site or do this. But it's great to have a long-term. And how do you measure like the success of your members? Do you look at PRs? Do you look at times or attendance? What are some of those success metrics that you look at?
We definitely have PRs. We want everyone to be tracking all of their major lifts. And we have them prove to us that they're actually doing this. There's apps that people do where they can use just a regular, you know, notebook, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then repeating certain benchmark WADs over and over just to see, you know, are you less scaled? Are you faster? You know, just those actual hard data. That's really what it's about, seeing those things change.
Where do you go for resources to stay updated on what's the latest and greatest in the CrossFit community?
Oh, I'm all over the internet. Looking at everything and looking at what other people are programming.
Subscriptions to publications or online articles or listening to podcasts. I mean, there's a lot of info out there on the net to kind of, you know, stay ahead of the cutting edge in CrossFit.
Yeah. And we're lucky enough to have a couple of affiliate owners that aren't, they live this way, but so they don't live near the box that they own, and they can share with us really easily their thoughts.
So do you get together with other affiliate owners and talk about best practices?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great because that's how we got the fitness and performance ideas, because we've seen it happen in other boxes and we talked to another box. Mm-hmm. How did you implement it? And, you know, the funny thing was is I really expected our athletes to go, wait, the fitness track. Why are you even doing that? And people pushing back. This isn't true CrossFit. And I had zero of that. And I actually had people be like, I love this.
Yeah.
And then we had people that stopped during CrossFit that came back because they're like, I love this so much. And we're like, whoa, it's actually what we were doing pretty much before. We just, you know, put a name to it and, you know, called it the other option.
Right. I was at a place recently and they have something similar. It's CrossFit, everything CrossFit except the barbell movements. And they're calling it the Mommy Club. I don't know. I don't like that name of it, but it's just the cardio and the gymnastics part, very minimal barbell.
Right.
But it can be more intense and more targeted to weight loss and toning up the body as opposed to strengthening.
Right. Well, and we also do have a women's only class that we run a couple times a week. And that is kind of more for the, you know, the tennis mom that that really doesn't want to touch a barbell. We're trying to get them kind of CrossFit light-ish.
Yeah.
And then they do touch a barbell and then they realize, there's magic there. Right. That women a lot of times think that they don't want to, and then they do it, and then they love it.
That's right. Yeah, you begin to adapt the love because it's so hard, it's so challenging that, you know, you just can't help but embrace it.
And they find out they can do it. I mean, and, you know, I think a lot of people have this vision of, you know, the only women that lift heavy weights are these big, muscular, men-looking women. And,
No, that's just not the case. No, not at CrossFit Johns Creek or CrossFit Chattahoochee. Yeah.
Well, even in powerlifting, I'm a competitive powerlifting and I go all over the world and, you know, see these women. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, this isn't what I thought powerlifting was 5 years ago before I was into it.
Yeah, it's definitely changed. The picture of the typical female athlete into powerlifting is not what it used to be.
Right. Well, and CrossFit has been a big feeder into powerlifting. That there's been an explosion in powerlifting just because a lot of people have discovered the barbell all of a sudden and they're like, wow, I want to do this. Wait, I want to compete in this, or I'm really good at this part, but maybe I don't like the Metcons as much. So they like to sometimes focus on just their lifts.
So say I'm an experienced athlete. I've been training at a box for a year or more. I'm pretty good at all the movements. I feel like I want to incorporate more powerlifting into that element of my workout. How would you recommend someone going about doing that?
Well, we have programming. You know, we have people do our personalized program. We have group programming actually at our box that, you know, if somebody wants to do a powerlifting meet, we have group programming that they can get on and they just do it as a group. Kind of, we have an area and we've converted our pro shop now into a powerlifting room. We have a competition rack back there and they do the programming for that. And then we get them on the platform.
Right. So, so you make that transition easy for them.
Yes.
Right.
Well, and there's just a lot of things. I've seen a lot of CrossFitters go into powerlifting meets and just underestimate what it actually takes.
Well, it sounds like you got it going on over there at CrossFit Johns Creek, CrossFit Chattahoochee. You're an owner, you're a coach, you're an athlete, competitor, you're a mom. How do you juggle all this?
I'm really good at making lists.
Is that the secret to it all? Make a list.
Make a list and prioritize
things to do today.
Yeah,
right?
And just keep. I cross things off and then I crumple that list up and make a new one and just keep going. And you know, it. My own training myself kind of keeps me. It gives me that one place that is really mine.
Okay.
Because like at the box and then at home, I'm always taking care. I always say, "Mom, mom, mama, mama." Just all the time. Like, that's what I get called at Johns Creek.
Really?
It's mom. Because that's what Dan called me. And then everybody else kind of started doing that. So now I'm known as mom.
Uh-huh.
So then I want to go to Chattahoochee. Then they start calling me mom. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
Yeah. So my own training gets to be kind of like my one time. And it's a fairly good chunk of time that, you know, I have to kind of just focus on me. And I try not to look at my phone, even though I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can kind of throw me off. A little bit.
Right.
And things going on.
Yeah. So just so much going on and juggling it all. Is there anything outside of CrossFit or powerlifting that you like to go do to stay motivated, stay grounded, stay inspired? Lift more weights is what I heard.
Yeah. See, the problem gets to be time. And when you own your own business, sometimes you end up, you're able to work all the time, which means I do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So between, you know, training and running the boxes and coaching, there's just not a whole lot of time left over.
Right.
We do, my husband scuba dives, I scuba dive. I'm more of like the, hey, look, a pretty fish type of scuba dive. And he does cave diving.
Oh, cool.
And crazy stuff.
Cool. So what about running the business itself? Are you hands-on on all the elements, the bookkeeping, the marketing, the website, or do you have help in those arenas?
I do have bookkeeping help, which is awesome because I thought I was really detailed. And then I had someone who, you know, does that professionally and she's like way more detailed than I thought I was.
And that probably takes a huge weight off your shoulders to focus on other aspects that are a little more fun than bookkeeping.
Yeah. Bookkeeping's not really my fun. You know, it's kind of like that whole thing about, you know, when you bake pies and then you run a bakery, you think that it's just going to be, hey, super fun. I'm baking pies all day. But when you start doing your hobby, basically for a business, you still have to run it like a business. And, you know, the one challenge we've had a little bit in opening up two boxes is the magic doesn't just automatically go from one place to the next. You have to actually put in like a lot of processes and procedures and things that you would just do. You know, intuitively, you actually have to document that and kind of make it a bigger thing that other people can do. So if you actually go on vacation, the whole thing doesn't just fall apart.
Right. That's one of the kind of directives from home office at CrossFit HQ is harness the talents of your local crew. So use your local electrician, your local plumber, your local accountant, have them do some of these parts of the job for you so you can focus on those elements that you truly enjoy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Dr. Wells asking you about that. And what do you see over there at CrossFit Johns Creek as far as people helping out, the community events that are going on? You said there was a photo booth event recently over there. Is that some of the things that keep you going back?
Oh, absolutely. Just the camaraderie of the box and people, just the hype, and everyone wants to be there. So I enjoy all the different events. And like I said, the specialties of it, you know, being able to use the Lara bar and also just being able to do the extra things that you might not be able to do at a different box. The powerlifting is key as well. So.
Yeah. So Lara, any events coming up for you and CrossFit Johns Creek or CrossFit Chattahoochee?
We have a Bring a Friend Day at CrossFit Chattahoochee on January 30th. We have a Saturday WOD where people can bring in a friend. And if you're looking to try it out, that would be a great time to do it. Just fill out a waiver and come on in. Mm-hmm. I believe the class is at 9:30 that morning. We're launching a new website.
Oh, great.
Soon.
Great.
And I think it's probably going to be the end of the week or next week or something. Now, We're pretty close.
What was the impetus behind that? Have you decided that this one is getting kind of old? You want to do a fresh look?
We were like looking at other businesses' websites, other CrossFit boxes, and we're like, oh, it's kind of changed to kind of a splashier front page, and then like the WODs are a couple clicks in. It's more driven towards, you know, people that are first time seeing that website instead of our members. So it was kind of a little bit, and I was the one who had built the website.
The original
that.
One, right? So right. Now you're having a professional do it, I
yeah.
suppose, right?
And I was good, but right. I wasn't that good.
Right.
So they got it looking a little bit better. And then as part of that, we started thinking, well, you know, we have CrossFit Johns Creek and we have CrossFit Chattahoochee. We should probably, you know, build a bigger entity to both of them and kind of brand it bigger so we could get better SEO and kind of talk about it as one big family.
Yes.
And kind of start handling it more as one big family. Like we have a coaching pool instead of just coaches that are just in one place, and, you know, take some of our coaching expertise. Like I don't coach very often at Chattahoochee. Well, what if I coach a few classes over at Chattahoochee? I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I own the place, right? So, you know, just to have like, hey, let's have somebody else look at your squat. I mean, I have American record squat. If I look at other people's squats who've never seen me, they're probably going to get some cues that will, you know, tighten up their squat a little bit. And, you know, we have some coaches over at Chattahoochee that are really great Olympic lifters and have them come over. So, you know, stuff like that. And we're just learning, like, never think you have it all figured out, because
right.
there's always more you can do.
When we talk to big CEOs of corporations all the time here in the Business Radio X studios, one of their big challenges is acquiring new talent and retaining good talent. So when you are looking at a new coach or someone to bring on your team, what are some of those things you look at specifically to make sure that they're the right fit for you?
We do everything really kind of slow. We have found that if you go out and you find somebody and try to bring them into your community really quick, there's a lot of pushback. Like, I don't know you. Why are you talking to me? That type of thing. So, you know, if there's someone we're trying to get involved from the outside, we have found that, you know, you have to get them in. You have to get them into the community. They have to start wadding. They have to get to know people. You can't just throw them at people and expect yeah. them to listen, especially in our crew. Because, you know, our people, we've been looking at our goals board. We have a goals board in the back. And we've been looking at it, and I'm like, well, some of those goals are a little old and all that. But then I look at the names, and I'm like, those are the same people that have actually been with us since pretty much the beginning, you know? So we have a really great retention rate. So the problem with that is when you bring someone in new, they're like, hey, I've been doing this longer than you. You know,
right.
with a lot of them.
Right.
So you have to have a pretty good experience person come in, and, you know, they kind of have to match our personality.
Yes.
Like if they're not, if they're really dry, they yeah. probably aren't going to work.
If they're uptight and don't like to joke around.
Right.
And,
that's yeah, just not us.
Not
I mean, we have cat videos on our member site all the time.
Yes.
Just silly stuff like that.
Right.
And that was a brilliant cats and abs video that she posted.
Oh, Dr. Wells, cats and abs, huh?
Well, I think she just said it to Dan because we had something that said, okay, guys, we have to kind of cool it with the cat videos on the member site. So,
well, that's great advice. We hear that too from a lot of these big wig CEOs in here. Hire slow, fire fast. Because if someone is not the right fit, you don't want to let them linger, maybe give another chance. You pretty much know right away. So let's go ahead and make that change now. But before you bring someone in, do a proper vetting of them, have them experience your community and culture there. And they will really decide if you are the right fit for them.
Right. We have people like shadow with us for a while before we even decide whether we want to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we're really kind of picky. And, you know, that can be insulting to some people. They're like, oh, I've been doing this for so long. Why would you want me to shadow? I'm like, I'm sorry. If Greg Glassman came in, I'd kind of want him to feel our vibe
yeah.
before even, you know. You know, so we're kind of slow about that. And then we go for co-coaching first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start letting them, you know, have the key to the palace and, you know, doing things on their own. We're not very fast about it.
Oh, that's good stuff there. And you can check out their website, their new website, which is going to be launching here very soon, to see if CrossFit Johns Creek or CrossFit Chattahoochee is the right fit for you and your family or your coworkers. So check that out for sure. And just a couple more questions while we wrap up here. I wanted to ask about some of those causes that you're passionate about, some of those fundraising entities that you like to give back to that personally resonate with you.
Right. Well, I run I'm a meet director for Powerlifting for Pink. It's a meet that we've run for 3 years now for USA Powerlifting. And it's a meet where we're trying to get new people in to lift, like people that have never lifted before. It's a nice, friendly, novice level meet that they can come and do. But it's also a fundraiser, and that's almost more of the more important aspect of it. The fundraiser goes to Paint Georgia Pink, and that is a local charity in Duluth that helps patients that are currently undergoing breast cancer mm-hmm. treatment have money to pay their bills. Because a lot of times when people are undergoing breast cancer treatments, they have to take out time for work, for therapies, and you know, because they're not feeling well when they go through this. And then they have a hard time paying their bills. And we're definitely of the opinion with them that, you know, this is one thing that you shouldn't be worrying about while you're trying to fight for your life. Hmm. We recently lost Dan's mother to breast cancer. So, you know, we understand that pretty well.
Yeah, actually. I was going to say, this truly hits home with you and your family, and it's a great cause to get behind, and knowing that if you become a member on CrossFit Johns Creek or CrossFit Chattahoochee, that they are supporting those bigger and overarching causes that, you know, give back to the community for sure. So one more question for you from a coach's perspective and affiliate owner perspective. What are some of the ingredients to a must-have for a good CrossFit gear bag?
Oh, boy.
The Larabar.
Well, yeah. How do you put that in your bag?
It won't fit in your bag.
Yeah.
The Larabar is awesome, though, for powerlifting bar. We are big believers in weightlifting shoes. Almost right away, we get people in weightlifting
shoes.
Got to
get the Ollie shoes.
Yeah, you got to get the Ollie shoes because, you know, if you don't have a solid connection with the floor, then you probably are losing half your power. That squishy connection, I really like it. People in weightlifting shoes almost right from the get-go.
So good lifting shoes. I mean, these days I see guys walking in the box and they've got 90 things in their CrossFit bag. And I'm a minimalist. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you may need some good knee sleeves and some wrist straps. That's really all you need. And maybe a back brace.
Yeah, I like knee sleeves myself because I got creaky knees.
Yeah. And you're lifting big weight too, so you definitely need it.
Yeah, and I use a belt. We get people into belts pretty often when we're doing, you know, max back squats or even, you know, anything that's above like 75, 80%. We have people getting into belts and using them correctly.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, oh, that's cheating. And I'm like, when you glue down one more aspect of your chain and you feel better doing it and you can be faster and more confident doing it, why would you not?
Right.
I mean, and we're not doing it for time, so it's cool. But, you know, it helps.
So there you have it, folks. You know, you don't get caught up in the latest and greatest buzz out there and what you need for your gear bag. Just get those basic essential equipments that are going to help you be stronger and more efficient in your movements for sure. So let's remind our listeners how they can find out more information about you and CrossFit Johns Creek and CrossFit Chattahoochee.
On our website, we have www.CrossFit-JohnsCreek.com. We're also on Instagram under CrossFit Johns Creek. CrossFit Chattahoochee is tough to spell, but you can Google it. You'll find it. It's the only CrossFit Chattahoochee out there in Duluth. We're also on Instagram there and also Team Roar. .com.
That's right. Team Roar Powerlifting. Any events or meets or matches coming up that your folks can look out for?
Well, we have lifters that are doing a meet in Savannah. We have one down in Atlanta recently. That they're going to be lifting at. And Josh Rohr runs a ton of meets. Raw Nationals is going to be here this year.
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Big qualifying totals. He's the meet director for that. That should be a huge event. Last year, there was 1,100 and something lifters in Raw Nationals. So that's going to be rather large.
And that's exciting. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Open that's coming out also in a few weeks. You guys getting geared up over there at CrossFit Johns Creek to have it fun for your members?
Yeah, we have it fun. It's always... challenging as an owner to put that in just because we don't know what the workout's going to be, right? And it's announced and we do it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that night we're watching, okay, this is what it is. And we have to program kind of around the unknown. And, you know, at the first couple of weeks, we were like, yay, this is so fun. This is awesome. And then by the week three, we're like, okay,
yeah, come on.
Can we be done with this?
Right. I'm not going to regionals. So, you know, what's this all about?
Right.
So,
but, you know, it's fine. We did have a couple athletes last year qualify for Masters Regionals, which was cool. You know, and everybody gets to see how they are doing and where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
So I do suggest people still do it.
Right.
So even if they don't think they're going to regionals, we should still.
You should still do it. It's a great way to test your fitness. If you've been training right all year long, you should be doing good things in the open WODs. And if you're not participating, get out there and support those who are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of your local members and community friends who are competing and perhaps you know, have big dreams of where they may take it. Get out there and support them. Get behind them and encourage them. It's a great fun for everyone. So thank you, Lara, for joining us today on Atlanta Business Radio. If we can help you further your message, get your voice out there to more people on Atlanta Business Radio, please let us know. We'd be happy to do so.
Awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure. And Dr. Wells, tell our listeners how they can find you.
You can check me out at thexfitdoc.com or at my office in Alpharetta at the Specific Chiropractic Center in Alpharetta.
All right. I know we'll see you back in the studio again real soon, probably. So thank you so much. And listeners, remember, if your business is out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your community, your market, and your profession, and you want to be on the show, pitch us your story at businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.